Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us. We have a fantastic young man on the program this afternoon. Played his collegiate football at San Jose State, and he had a little JUCO prior to that, but he was out at the East-West Shrine Bowl, and one of the big plays of the game was when our guest, Nehemiah Shelton, made the critical interception. And most people are familiar with him wearing number 23, but in that particular instant, he made the big player jersey with number 25. Nehemiah, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
This afternoon's great. Just got done training. Just back at the house, kicking in just a little bit right now. Appreciate you for having me today.
Oh, I appreciate you. You guys are very busy, and I know it's a grind every day waking up and training and probably media requests and everything that goes with, but nonetheless, very thankful for your time. Let's kind of talk about being an X3. You're down in Fort Myers. You've been probably, I assume, there probably since the turn of the year. Then you went out to Vegas to the Shrine Bowl. But what's some of the main goals in terms of what you're doing down there at X3 in terms of getting ready for the, you know, pro day, combine prep, everything that, you know, comes with being in the position that you're in?
Yes, sir. Just right now, just focusing on the 40, obviously being real fast, explosive, flexible, being able to get in and out of my movements when I'm doing my drills and everything like that. So right now, just the focus is on the pro day coming up and just taking day by day, listening to Jordan Allen, hearing what he has to say, and honing in on my technique.
Are you looking in the mirror a little bit more as you see the definition and the change of the body?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Right now I'm just focused on the process, not the outcome. So, you know, we're just taking it day by day, training.
Very nicely said. And let's kind of start with the Shrine Week. Cool, fabulous opportunity. I think you made the most of it. I thought that your practice week, I was out there myself. I thought you had a hell of a week of practice. And then lo and behold, you know, you get the big turnover in the game. And that's just such a good moment. All eyes are on you making a big play. Can you just kind of share in your words how you felt the week went?
I thought the week went pretty good. I mean, I do play corner, so you know, it's kind of inevitable to get a ball caught on you. So it's always room for improvement. And it's always technique teaching every day, you know, at the position. But overall, I think the week went great. Had some good practices and then went out there to the game. Just wish we would have won. But other than that, though, it was great. Amazing experience.
Yeah. And for you, being able to sit down in those meetings and you're sitting across from those scouts, they all have the NFL logos. Does that kind of put some pep into your step? Does it kind of validate all the hard work that you've done up to this point where they're recognizing who you are and what you've been able to achieve?
I mean, yeah, for sure it's great, but at the same time, the job's not finished. You know what I'm saying? I'm still looking to get drafted and make it on a team and be able to play in the National Football League. So, I mean, it's great and all to get recognition and talk to them, everything like that. But right now, you know, it's all words. So, you know, I'm looking forward to draft day, pro day, and everything coming forward.
Now, Nehemiah, I think you're our 55th prospect so far this year. By the time the draft rolls around, we'll probably be in the 250 range. I can promise you when I say this, there's always one or two guys that come on the show that just have that kind of pit bull mentality, and that's what I'm picking up on you. No nonsense. You've basically – everything that you've done, it's pointless. You have a goal set in mind. I love that attitude about you. At least that's what I'm picking up right now from our short amount of time together is that you are not happy until you reach the pinnacle of the National Football League. I love that type of mentality, especially coming from your background. I guess that's where we'll go off next. Coming out of high school, how did you kind of get lost in the shuffle and have to you know, build your career through the JUCO route and obviously arrive at San Jose State and really make a name for yourself?
Yeah, so pretty much I didn't have a junior year at varsity. I was a junior playing JV at the time, switching over to from wide receiver to cornerback. So as I was making that transition, I was the only junior in my class on JV at the time. And finally, when I got to varsity, I finally got to start fourth game of the season. And from there, you know, I kind of ran with it, had a pretty good season, got some accolades. And then pretty much, you know, I was too small coming out of high school. A lot of the scouts said, and I wanted to go D1, which was like my dream all my life. So I had like a couple of the D2s hit me and stuff like that. But, you know, I wasn't really taking that because at the end of the day, my dream was to go D1. So I went the JUCO route. I was already a qualifier, had my grades and everything together. And Will Harris, San Jose State DB coach at the time, called me, said he liked me. And from there, you know, I was locked in with San Jose State because it was the first team to believe in me that I could play at that level,
wonderful.
You know, regardless of my size and everything at the time.
Definitely. And I'm curious, when did you hit the growth spurt?
It wasn't necessarily a growth spurt. It was really just my weight. You know, I came out of high school. I was like 158. But, I mean, I was still 6'1". So I was just tall and lanky. But, I mean, my film always showed I could tackle and everything like that. But, you know, at the time, I just didn't pass the eye test. So, you know, a lot of teams was passing up on me.
Fair enough, man. I always think of Cortez Allen. He went to the Citadel. Coming out of high school, kind of a similar path. Wasn't the size that they envisioned right from the get-go, but he grew into a, you know, 6-foot, 200-pound DB, drafted to the Steelers. Hopefully the whole thing comes to fruition for you. Once again, Nehemiah Shelton, the standout from San Jose State, multiple honorable mention in the conference. He was also invited to the East-West Shrine Game, and as you folks know, in the draft business, that is a priceless commodity, a invaluable asset to have in your back pocket, knowing that you could audition in front of those teams for a week long and then perform so well as he did in the practice. I ask this question, Nehemiah, everyone that comes on the program, if we threw you in the film room, you're with these scouts, they're breaking down your tape, what do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say that these are your hallmark home run abilities that are just going to scream off the film where they're going to want to bring you aboard that 53-man roster.
I feel like my biggest strength is my length, that I can get hands-on at the line of scrimmage and bump and run with the receivers. And at the same time, it's really hard to throw a ball over my head because I'm a long corner. So the quarterback almost has to have a perfect throw to get a deep ball over my head. They're going to see that I'm a ferocious competitor. I love to compete. I love to tackle. I love to come up and, you know, lay the boom when I can. So, yeah, I'm just all-out dog.
I love it. I love it. Does anything go into notice? And at this point, it might be hard to scratch that surface in terms of you being at the Shrine Game talking to the teams. But this is your show. This is your platform. I do know the next level. Listen in. Anything to share? You could be a weight room warrior, a film junkie, great in the community, team captain. Maybe some of the defensive schemes you ran at San Jose State didn't allow you to showcase other things. Anything to add?
Yeah, I mean, I am a film junkie. I love watching film, so I mean, that's the basis of the game right there, especially being on defense. The offense gives you a free cheat sheet to, you know, see exactly what they're doing, looking at their what their tendencies are. Do they run their tendencies out of personnel grouping, 11 personnel, 12 personnel, 13 personnel, or seeing if they do or if they're formation-based. So, I mean, I love watching film, breaking it down, seeing what receivers do what, and kind of getting just an extra beat on the game. And other than that, I love doing community service, love giving back to the community when I can. I mean, it's a big staple in my heart as well. So, I mean, helping the less fortunate.
How about this? Granted, it doesn't have to be a play that resulted in you making an, you know, pick six for 100 yards, but is there any play that kind of comes to mind where all week long you're watching film, Saturday rolls around, and what you saw on tape comes to fruition, and maybe you were able just to break on a ball or tell a teammate? Anything come to mind that you could share?
Not necessarily. There was one thing that we did look out for, though, that we kept constantly seeing in practice and the other team did as well, is when they came out of twin slot at a 12 personnel when they were running, when to the tight end side, they would only run the ball. And then when they obviously play actions, they will play action and fake to the wide receiver side, which they're not running to, and then boot it back and throw the ball that way. So that was kind of a beat we had on most of the teams. On the team. But other than that, though, I can't really think of anything because, you know, we didn't really have joint practices.
Yeah, okay. Are you chatty? What's it like? I mean, 3rd and 8, what's it like lining up against you? What kind of guy am I facing when I look over across the line of scrimmage?
I'm ready to go at all times. It's 3rd and 8. I mean, I can get chatty if you get in chatty too. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, as I got older and matured, like throughout college, I don't talk as much. You know, I'll conserve my energy for something, you know, more meaningful and more mindful. But other than that, though, yeah, I talk a little bit and chirp in your mouth a little bit. But other than that, though, not too much.
Oh, man. Nehemiah Shelton here on the C2P, breaking down what this young man brings to the 2023 NFL draft class. And if you're like me, this has been a hell of a show. Really love the dog mentality that you bring. And like I said, you got me excited. Again, guys like you, that demeanor, it's going to go a long way. Before we let you go, we call it 3 and out. There are a few lighthearted off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, absent of your football career in the National Football League, are we more likely to see you on the runway as a male model or the lead singer of a band?
A runway as a male model. I used to model when I was younger.
You go.
Come on now.
Oh. Well. So there you go. You got me there. You got me there. I need better research. If I would have researched it better, I might have found that somewhere. How about this one? At San Jose State, was there any coach who had a big pet peeve? If you got caught doing this during practice, you might catch a little hell.
Oh, Coach Carter, he hates if any of us players wear do-rags or, like, just any type of, you know, headgear and meetings around the facility.
Huh. That's a new one. And, Nehemiah, we asked that question because – we get a different response every single time. It's amazing. You would think it'd be the same response over and over, but none. Durag. We never got the Durag one. The final one. I know it's the 9th of February. It might seem far away, but the draft will be quickly, quickly approaching. Draft week, draft weekend, if you will. When you're with family and friends, you're waiting to hear your name called. Who's the best in your family and who? What would you like them to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey into the National Football League?
All right, for sure, I'm going to go with my mom's. And she for sure got to make the candy yams because I love my yams. So I'm going to need them for sure. That's all I need.
Well, there you go. Well, Mom is now on the clock for candy yams, and Nehemiah, you are on the clock for the 2023 NFL Draft. Fabulous career. Oh, and I wanted to ask, were you able to keep the game ball? Were you able to keep the East-West Shrine INT ball?
Nah, I wasn't able to keep it. I tried to keep it, but the ball lady said she had to take it back. And, you know, I just gave it back to her and locked back in the game.
Oh, that stinks. And I saw that. I was like, man, I got to ask him. Well, hey, you know what? Went in the next level, and that'll be more important. So, hey, man, listen, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. Fabulous career, and keep doing what you're doing. And do not lose that mentality, man. I love it. I'm telling you, I love it. I love what you brought in terms of the tenacity of your mental aspect, man. Fabulous stuff.
Appreciate you. Thank you for having me today.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Nehemiah Shelton, the standout DB from San Jose State, here on the C2P talking some NFL draft.
This has been a C2P exclusive.